USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is confirming the United States and allies are investigating evidence of Russian war crimes.
We've been working to document that, to provide the information that we have to the relevant institutions and organizations that will put all of this together.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CNN's State of the Union. This announcement comes amid reports from Ukrainian officials that Russian troops are pulling back from the Kyiv region. Sacramento police are hunting for whoever opened fire Sunday morning, killing six people. Pamela Harris tells KCRA-TV her son is among the shooting victims.
And I'm really upset right now because somebody needs to tell us something. It's just not just me, but there's other families who's involved.
A police tweet says 16 shooting victims have been located, six of whom are dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The United States is sending another $300 million of military equipment to Ukrainian forces, but still hasn't delivered any aircrafts provided by Poland or other Eastern European countries. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says the United States is failing to help Ukraine fight the Russian invaders.
I still think the administration is not moving quickly enough. I still think there is more we can do to help Zelensky and put him in the strongest possible position going forward. And the administration just continues to be guided by a fear of provoking Putin.
Police in New York say they've arrested a 16-year-old boy for his role in Friday night's anti-Semitic attack on a Brooklyn street. Six people punched and kicked a 21-year-old man who was wearing traditional Hasidic clothing in what investigators called an unprovoked attack. The victim was treated for minor injuries to his mouth. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil every day from the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve as critics continue to come after him for his restrictions on American oil production. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says this move is a bad look for the president.
President Biden tapping into the oil reserves while at the same time refusing to unleash Made in America energy is like the captain of the Titanic offering discounts on dinner while the ship is sinking.
The former governor of New York is filing a lawsuit.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing the state's Ethics Commission as a dispute over money he earned from a book about his efforts during the pandemic continues. Cuomo accused the Joint Commission on Public Ethics of violating his constitutional rights and showing, quote, extraordinary bias against him. A state assembly investigation found that state resources and personnel were involved in writing the book. Cuomo's representatives stipulated that any state employees involved with the book were using personal time, not work time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
NASCAR drivers are getting ready for some short track racing at the Richmond International Speedway. The green flag drops for the Toyota Owners 400 just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time with Ryan Blaney on the pole. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.